I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Two new fires ignited late last week near Whitehall and Springdale and are now burning more than 7,000 acres as fire crews continue to build containment lines. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The lightning-caused Conroe fire burning 7 miles northeast of Whitehall started last Thursday, and as of Monday afternoon was 25% contained. Bulldozer crews have pushed a containment line along the southwest and southeast flanks, adding to burnout efforts to prevent the fire from spreading toward nearby homes, cattle ranches, and a mining site. Fire Information Officer Ted Pettis says most of the 25 threatened buildings are behind containment lines.
Pretty much all those houses are on the south and east flank of the fire, and they're about 2 miles out from the fire edge where we have it contained.
A pre-evacuation warning is in place for the fire area along the Highway 69 corridor. The Mendenhall fire burning near Springdale, about 18 miles west of Big Timber, was 5% contained as of Monday afternoon. The fire started on Sunday. Aircraft spent Monday dousing flare-ups within the interior of the fire and securing the fire perimeter. A pre-evacuation notice is in effect for people living on the West Boulder Road in Sweetgrass County. The cause of the Mendenhall fire is still under investigation. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The waters of Seeley Lake have again been closed to boaters and all public recreation, so firefighting aircraft can again dip water from the lake to fight the Rice Ridge Fire. Seeley Lake reopened to recreation on August 18th, that after its waters were closed for about 3 weeks prior. The Rice Ridge Fire has now burned close to 28,000 acres. The town of Seeley Lake remains under an evacuation warning. A community meeting about the fire is currently underway at Seeley Lake Elementary School. Last night, aerial firefighters working on the Rice Ridge Fire were forced to ground their planes after a drone was spotted flying over the fire. As Nikki Willette reports, this is the third time this summer that drones have interfered with firefighting on the Lolo National Forest.
When fire managers begin using air support to suppress a fire, they set up what's called a temporary flight restriction, or TFR. The TFR bans any aircraft not associated with firefighting from the airspace to give pilots some space to do bucket scoops and retardant drops. If a drone does breeze through, all of that has to stop, says Aaron Fryer, a public information officer on the Rice Ridge Fire.
And so helicopters would go back to their helibase, air attack ends up going back to Helena, where they're stationed right now.
Firefighters on the ground Sunday night continued to secure fireline and made some progress despite active fire conditions, Fryer says.
But when the fire is getting up and moving fast, you know, there it's hard for them to stay ahead of it and take care of those hot spots.
In addition to losing a sorely needed resource, Fryer says this kind of thing weighs on firefighters and the community they're trying to protect alike.
Losing that capability of that air support is a huge impact to the firefighters, and it's pretty frustrating and defeating. It's a really unfair impact to our communities to have those operations shut down or hampered because of one person's choice.
This kind of interruption has happened twice on the Rice Ridge Fire and once on the Lolo Peak Fire. All three incidents are currently under federal investigation. Nationwide, there have been at least 20 cases of drones interrupting firefighting activities this season. That's according to Jessica Gardetto, spokesperson for the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho.
We've had numerous close calls where a drone has come within 50 to 100 feet of a helicopter or an air tanker. And as I mentioned before, that can cause that, you know, a collision with a helicopter and air tanker can cause it to crash.
There are a few layers of federal regulations that prohibit flying drones and other unmanned aircraft systems into active firefighting operations, but the Federal Aviation Administration is the main agency to handle these cases. If an investigator can prove the flight was intentional, the FAA can prosecute to the tune of $20,000. Gardetto says some states have laws even more stringent than federal regulations to protect firefighting pilots and keep air suppression moving.
These wildfires grow at a rapid pace. So every hour, every minute that those air tankers and those helicopters are working on these fires counts. So it can have a definitely severe impacts on wildfires if they do have to shut down for even an hour or two.
The onus is on the drone operator to know where temporary flight restrictions are in place. A map of no-fly zones is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.